More than 30,000 migrants have arrived from North Africa on the tiny southern Italian island of Lampedusa so far this year. Most of the migrants leave the coasts of Tunisia and Libya on board rickety fishing boats. Thousands of people have died making the journey. Despite the dangers, the ongoing violence in Libya is forcing many more people to set sail for European shores. As their boat lies crashed on the rocky shore of Lampedusa, the migrants on board are forced to jump into the cold waters to save their lives. Italian rescue teams, together with local fishermen, form a human chain to help the migrants on shore. Among the passengers are pregnant women and even babies who are literally thrown off the boat to the Coast Guard divers waiting in the waves below. Peter Derry is from Ghana and was working in Libya.
We were about 600 passengers in the boat when our compass got lost. So when we were coming, there was no control. But unfortunately, we were rescued by the Italian Navy. Our boat hit a rock. So we just fell into the water, into the sea, and finally we survived.
Swim?
I don't know how to swim, but when it happened, I just tried my best.
Derry and some of the migrants were given shelter at a temporary centre beside the docks. Derry explains why they took such a risky journey from the Libyan capital, Tripoli.
That's my junior brother. They attack us.
Brother.
Yes, they attack us in our house. They beat him and we run. So he collapsed and they take him to a hospital. And finally, they detained him for two months. And we went there and take him from the hospital. And then we travelled to here.
Guy Picanor is from Burkina Faso. Libya is a catastrophe, he says. There is no security. It is so bad everywhere. So we had to leave. Many of the migrants' belongings lie scattered on the rocks. Among them, medicines, a copy of the Quran, even a ripped-up passport belonging to a citizen from Niger. Italian authorities say the migrants dispose of any identification because they want to claim asylum in Europe and will claim they are from an area of conflict like the Ivory Coast. Lampedusa lies just 200 kilometres from the coast of Tunisia. More than 30,000 migrants have landed here so far this year. Their boats are now moored in the harbour, many of them sinking and clogging the port. At first, most migrants were Tunisians. In the last month, the majority have been expatriate workers in Libya fleeing the violence there. Most of them sub-Saharan Africans, Bangladeshis and Pakistanis. 8 Libyan boats arrived in one day alone last week. The rising numbers have prompted the European Union's border agency, Frontex, to fund more rescue boats and spotter planes. Antonio Marana is the commander of the Lampedusa Coast Guard. He says he has overseen more than 300 rescue operations since February.
Ma le operazioni sono pericolose.
Marana says these operations are dangerous and very complicated. He says the boats are normally between 20 and 25 meters long and usually should have about 50 people on board. But now, he says, they have up to 800. From the point of view of buoyancy and stability, he says, the navigation is extremely dangerous, especially if the weather conditions are not good. Two days after the migrant boat crashed into the rocks, dive teams found 3 bodies trapped beneath the vessel. In the darkness, no one had seen them drown. Despite the dangers of the journey, Italian authorities are preparing for many more migrants to arrive in Lampedusa in the coming months. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Lampedusa.